Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, the Western Hemisphere is populated by a diverse group of peoples from around the globe. Yet in many ways, their experience of emigration was strikingly similar. Bridget Chesterton, assistant professor of history at Buffalo State University, explains.
War, unrest, and poverty drove millions of Europeans to leave their homes for the New World. Once they arrived, they lived in tenements in large, crowded cities, but they worshipped as they chose, and their children went through free public education, had a chance at entering into the middle classes. Many took railroads or ox carts to head west to take advantage of homesteading opportunities that were created after the native peoples were driven from their land. Many Americans know this story. What they do not know is that this is an Argentine story. Between 1880 and 1930, the years of massive migration of Europeans to the Americas, Argentina welcomed European immigrants, especially from Italy, Spain, France, Germany, and Ireland. For Catholics and those who spoke Latin-based languages, Argentina, a Catholic, Spanish-speaking country, was a more attractive destination than the U.S. or Canada. Immigration hotels were set up by the government to welcome them. Of the millions of Europeans who immigrated to South America, the largest percentage went to Argentina. At the time, Argentina was the richest country in the Western Hemisphere, thanks to its large agricultural exports. Argentina was the breadbasket of Europe, selling enough wheat and beef to have the highest per capita income and gross domestic product in the Americas. However, Argentina's population still reflects this massive migration of a century ago. Today, 97% of its population self-identifies as of European descent.
That was Bridget Chesterton of Buffalo State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.